the unity of human life. What is the unity for human life? It's only one house. What represents the unity for human life? Now, when we study the history of man in society, we find that a lot of things have brought man together. Fear of environment, hunger, ambition, political ambition. A lot of things have brought man together. But what has accounted for man coming together more than any other thing is his social life. His social life. Man comes together because of the social nature. It means together. It means together. That's exactly what it means, together. Social means together. So man has been brought together because of this common nature more than he has been brought together upon any other factor. In fact, when he answers the call of politics, it's at bottom is that social life. When he answers the call of business, at bottom is that social life. Right? Yes. So it's always there. So that is the unity. That is the unity. And Allah has directed us. Qibla is our direction. He has directed us to that house as a symbol of the unity for man's life. You can unite on the preservation of your social life. You can unite on respect and preservation of that social life. And as long as all of you turn your faces toward this house, and we explained last Sunday, I believe, that turning our face toward it means we make our personality conform to it. We bring our own face, our own person, which is symbolic of our personality. We bring our own personality to conform to the life that is indicated in that symbol. So if we really live this religion, then when I turn my face toward that house, I won't turn my face away and a political face shows up. A face with dollar signs all over it shows up. The house is not a house of dollar signs. It's not a house of politics. It's a house of social life. And a symbol of the social life in its